Good morning, and welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection. Always happy to have Ryan Martin with OKM with us here. How you doing there, Ryan?
I am cold, Tom, but I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, it'll get to about 75 here in a little bit to thaw you out a little bit, but it is the season. And speaking of the season, we've got the Christ Kindle Market already roll.
Yes, we do. This is actually the last week for you to do all of your online shopping, get your food purchases in. This is the last week for everyone to get that done with pickup this Saturday. So I just want to take a time to really kind of stress some of the food items we have. We have a lot, Tom. And first off, we are trying to really support our local vendors here in Bartlesville. Price's Meat Market is a staple within the community. He's been here for a while, and we try to support him as much as we can. And Dean over at Price's Meat Market is preparing a delicious Christmas feast. We have everything from Christmas pork with potatoes and sauerkraut for only $9. It will literally feed two people. Great price.
Wow.
And Dean is also going to be preparing the all-favorite sauerkraut soup. This is something that all of our guests really kind of look forward to year after year. And we had to bring it back this year. So with popular demand, we have our sauerkraut soup still available for purchase for only $6.99. And so both of those food items are being prepared by Dean and his staff over at Price's Meat Market. And Dean is just so gracious. He is a wonderful collaborator within the community. And so we really hope that people will support him and support OKM by making a purchase. What I'm really, really excited about are our Christmas tamales being prepared by Super Centro. Everything from your traditional chicken tamales, pork, and cheese, but Super Centro is also going to be throwing on a holiday Christmas twist with their tamales, preparing a pineapple tamale, which is really interesting, but I'm really intrigued about their coconut tamale with cinnamon and raisins.
Wow!
So I'm really, it's going to be a very interesting tamale to say the least, but I am very intrigued. I hope to buy at least half a dozen. But with our tamales, you have the option to do either one dozen or a half a dozen amount for pickup this Saturday. Or if you're wanting it closer to Christmas and the holidays, you can also request a December 23rd pickup for the tamales if you're wanting to keep them up just in time for the holidays. They make a great meal. And again, those are being prepared by Super Centro. What is Christmas without sweets, sweets, sweets? I have a sweet tooth, Tom, so this is really bad for me because, oh my gosh, all of the delightful items that Cakes by Lisa is preparing. She is preparing a variety of Christmas brownies, everything from a Snicker brownie to Turtle Andy's Mint. Oh my goodness. So she's going to be having three different options there, as well as Christmas sugar cookies, gingerbread cookies, Christmas bark. She's kind of doing it all. So make sure to support Cakes by Lisa by purchasing some Christmas sweets. They're going to be great. I can guarantee it. We try to partner with Lisa as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And again, she's another wonderful collaborator within the community. And so with all of our food, you got to have something to drink it with. You can't just drink. You can't just have food without, having a Christmas beverage.
There you go.
We're going to be having, exactly. We will be having a candied apple cider, but I love our Glühwein. This is something that we've done year after year with our Christ Kindle Market. And our Glühwein is a traditional German wine, which it is a red wine with oranges, spices, and cinnamon sticks. So literally just one taste of it, Tom, it literally just feels like Christmas. I know that sounds kind of cliche tying a drink to Christmas, but it really just does put you in that Christmas spirit. And so we will have the Glühwein and the candied apple cider all available for purchase. And just a reminder, again, this is our last week for you to purchase your food items, and the pickup will be held this Saturday, December the 12th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over there at Price's Meat Market.
Now, this Christ Kindle Market for OKM Music is one of your fundraisers, one of your many, but it is probably one of the most cheerful, other than, of course, the performances and everything else like that, because it really does put a lot of people into the mood. And, of course, it does raise necessary funds in order to keep OKM Music up and running. Now, I understand we've got the food, we've got the tasty temptations for dessert, we've got the beverages, but do we have a show to go with the dinner?
Oh my gosh, Tom, we do. I am so excited for Take Three. They are going to be performing at 7 p.m. this Saturday. And Take Three is an up-and-coming trio group that they've performed at just about all 50 states, performing with major symphony orchestras all across the country and a few internationally as well. But what Take Three does is they take fun contemporary songs, but they throw a classical twist with it.
Mm.
And I actually got a chance to speak with Take Three's manager over the phone on Monday, and this group is so excited to be able to perform for Bartlesville. They've been rehearsing over in L.A. Unfortunately, with all the lockdowns that are happening over there, they kind of were stressing on how are they going to make this performance happen. But it's still going to be happening at 7 p.m., and Lindsay Deutsch is their main violinist. She's been in Bartlesville several times with the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal musician. She's very talented. And Jason Stahl on piano and Michaela Schmitz on cello. And the three of them, Tom, have such a contagious energy. I just shared a video on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I believe it was on Monday. The song, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and they did the funnest rendition of it. Their energy is just so exciting. And our guests, I can guarantee, if you haven't bought a ticket to watch this performance, you are not going to regret it. Tickets are only $10. And again, you're not only supporting OKM, you're also supporting these three individuals, these three musicians who've had their entire year's schedule just kind of canceled because of COVID. And so we really hope that you come on out virtually and purchase a ticket for Take Three. Again, that will be held this Saturday at 7 p.m. online.
Now, we want to remind everybody for all of this, what you can find for Christ Kindle Market and for your Take Three performance, it's okmmusic.org, and you'll be able to easily navigate to where you need to go. Also, for the full online shop, which includes food items, merchandise, and more, you can go to shopokm.square.site/Chris Kindle Market, but shopokm.square.site is pretty much the easy way to go, I would imagine, and it'll get you there too. You've done a fantastic job of bringing all the fun things that we used to enjoy, you know, together in close proximity, and making it safe so that we can at least enjoy it in our homes this year under these extraordinary conditions. I mean, we have the reimagined and reformatted festival in and of itself. Mm-hmm. We also had the Oktoberfest, which was virtual, but actually pretty darn fun. And now we're giving it the holiday twist online with Christ Kindle Market. Now, recently, we've had a couple of other things. We had Giving Tuesday. How did that go? I know that you were you and your mom were the first performers, I guess. How did that
we
go?
We were. It went really, really well, Tom. We raised over $3,000 in one day alone.
Ooh, good.
And we are so appreciative of all of our donors, everyone who just stopped for a moment and checked out some of the musical performances we had online. Our traffic on our Facebook page is still exploding. So many people have emailed us, called us, just thanking us to provide music for the entire day. And so all of those videos are still available. If you haven't had a chance, you can find us on Facebook. We are OK Mozart in all caps. And if you scroll a little bit on our timeline, all of the Giving Tuesday performance videos are still there. And we kicked off at 10 o'clock, like you said, with me and my mom, and we did a nice piano flute performance. We had a little bit of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker thrown in there as well, which is a lot of fun. But all the kiddos at Everett Music Studio sang songs. They played piano, guitar. They've been working so hard, Tom, to be able to provide Christmas music, a Christmas holiday spirit for everyone online. And then Keely Droge played piano beautifully. She's a phenomenal pianist. I've never had a chance to hear her perform. So on Giving Tuesday, I was just, oh my goodness. Again, she's a realtor here in town. And I had no idea the talent that Keely possesses, so that was a wonderful performance. And we also had Bartlesville alumni Jack Settle, who now resides in Tennessee. He's an up-and-coming country artist slash Americana, but he performed some Christmas songs, but predominantly original songs, which is really neat that this Bartlesville student has been able to go out and really kick off his musical career in Tennessee. So Jack did a performance, and then Brent Giddens, Tom, I don't know if you got a chance to watch Brent's video. The moment he walked out in his Elvis Santa outfit, I could not stop laughing. And it was a really fun performance. Brent's very talented.
Well, you never know what to expect with Brent.
Oh, you never do. But this is something he looks forward to doing. He actually has his own Facebook page for his Elvis impersonation. So if you haven't got a chance to watch Brent's performance, you're in for a real treat. And then we close Giving Tuesday with the talented Bartlesville High School Jazz Choir. And so, again, we just want to thank everyone that gave to OKM for Giving Tuesday. All of those donations, they really do help us go a long way. But they really do go towards our artists and all of our artist fees for the upcoming festival next June.
We're talking with Ryan Martin, and he is with OK Mozart. And we also had just last Sunday, just a few days ago, St. Nick Day for the kids. How did we do there?
Oh, my goodness. St. Nick Day. Oh, my gosh. We had so many parents purchase these bags, Tom. We sold out two times. We almost sold out three times in terms of all of the orders that were processed for St. Nicholas's Day. And each of these bags, the kids were given a ukulele or an accordion, given their choice, a beautifully illustrated St. Nicholas book, a little guide to German phrases. So some of these five-year-olds are learning a little bit of Deutsch. They're, you know, starting to speak German at home, hopefully. But on Sunday, we were able to have St. Nicholas read the story that was in the kids' bags online. So all of the kiddos with their parents and their families, they got to gather around with St. Nicholas virtually, and they got to read along the story that was in their bag. So it was a real treat. These kids got to learn a little bit more about a culture that's not an American tradition, St. Nicholas really being prominent overseas. So they got to kind of learn about the origin of Santa Claus going back to St. Nicholas. So that was a real treat this last Sunday. It was a great success, and we're looking forward to hopefully having another St. Nicholas's Day in the future.
This is wonderful. Let's remind everybody the website information for Chris Kindlemark, the Take 3 performance, and, of course, when they can pick up their Chris Kindlemark at food.
Oh, definitely. So we are online. If you go to www.okmmusic.org, you can check out our whole Chris Kindlemark. Again, this is the last week. If you haven't had a chance to log online, it is free to just navigate, and you can view all of the food items. Again, purchase tickets for Take 3. Send a Christmas carol to a friend or a loved one. Of course, shop. Tom, we have everything from incense burners to candles, candle holders, throws, all really unique trinkets online for guests to purchase for the holidays. They make great gifts. And then we also have our raffle available online, a cash split, as well as an ugly sweatergram, where you can purchase an ugly sweater and send it to a friend or a loved one and make sure they take a picture and show you for the holidays. And again, you can find all of that online, okmmusic.org.
Very good. Ryan, thank you very much for being with us today. And folks, make sure you take advantage of the Chris Kindlemark, not only the food and the fun, but also the Take 3 performance as well.